This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American MQ-9 drone. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesperson, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9 propeller. He said because of the damage, they had to crash it into the Black Sea. Russia denies its plane struck the drone. The U.S. calls it an unsafe, unprofessional intercept. The Wagner chief said Wednesday that Russians should be allowed to criticize top military commanders after lawmakers tightened penalties for discrediting forces fighting in Ukraine. On Tuesday, Parliament's lower house approved legislation introducing heavy jail terms for people who criticize mercenaries, including members of the Wagner Group, a measure that only applied to regular forces before. Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin said on Wednesday that people should feel free to express their opinion and only ordinary soldiers were beyond criticism. Germany's defense industry says it stands ready to supply Ukraine with much-needed arms and ammunition, but needs clarity about what the country requires before investing in further production capacity. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
There have been concerns mainly over the rate at which Ukraine is using ammunition, straining the capacity of Western defense industries to keep both the Ukrainian military and their own supplied. The German arms industry is hoping the war in Ukraine will also help get defense spending in Europe classified as sustainable, allowing it to attract investors who currently refuse to do business with weapons manufacturers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Clashes have erupted in Pakistan after police tried to arrest former Prime Minister Imran Khan from his home in the eastern city of Lahore. Khan remained under siege Wednesday, a day after about a dozen officers were injured in the violence.